So when we're looking at the oils, are there any oils that you recommend either complete avoidance or caution to be exercised when treating children?
Yes, that's just common sense that there are certain essential oils that we need to be more cautious with. We need to understand the chemical makeup or the individual constituents that are found within essential oils to better understand their chance of causing an unintended reaction. Some essential oils are best avoided or used very cautiously with children because of the primary or secondary constituents that they contain. For example, menthol and peppermint is known to decrease the respiratory rate of young children in a very small percentage of children. So I typically suggest avoiding the use of peppermint for children through age 2 and then using it cautiously up to age 5 in case the child's development is delayed. An infant's airway defensive reflexes are still maturing, and inhalation of menthol can alter the airway resistance and cause a temporary decrease in breathing rate. Another one would be 1,8-cineol, or it's also called eucalyptol, that's found in abundance in essential oils like eucalyptus, ravint, sara, rosemary, and other essential oils can also cause that same airway reaction and decrease the respiratory rate in a small percentage of very young children. In addition, those have the 1,8-cineol in very high concentrations could cause toxicity or adversely affect the central nervous system. But those are typically only occur when you have those really high doses. But because of this, essential oils with significant amounts of 1,8-cineol should be avoided through age 2 and then used cautiously up to age 5. Another one that I always like to make sure parents are aware of is wintergreen. Wintergreen contains over 90% methyl salicylate, and that's a compound that is very similar to aspirin. And so even though it usually takes ingesting 2.5 milliliters of wintergreen for it to cause toxicity depending on the age and weight of the child, there are several well-documented cases in the literature of deaths among children who have ingested 4 milliliters or more. And so according to the research, the methyl salicylate tends to increase the concentration in the blood with repeated applications. And so overuse or chronic use of wintergreen topically could become problematic. There's a reason why they have safety proof caps on wintergreen or birch because of that. That's just, we need to use our common sense and keep those up high where children can't get into them. Another part of the wintergreen topic is that we know that children who have certain illnesses like a fever, and if they're administered aspirin during those times, then that can increase their risk of Reye's syndrome, which is a condition that causes swelling of the liver and the brain. Based on this association between aspirin and those conditions, it is best that children avoid wintergreen because of the similarity between methyl salicylate and aspirin until 12 years old, which is the age that the risk of Reye's syndrome tends to significantly decrease. There are other compounds within essential oils that parents should be aware of as well, but the time we have for this training really doesn't permit reviewing all of them. However, if people go to my website, it's authorscott.com, I do have a downloadable quick reference that kind of does an outline of each one of the compounds that you just need to be aware of and parents should know about as they use essential oils with their children.
Perfect.